Where's the whiskey truck?
Come back to us, whiskey truck. We need some guidance in our lives.
Are you Oregano though?
Yes.
Oregano though?
Mm-hmm.
You like Oregano though?
Mm-hmm.
Oregano?
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what we're going to talk about today.
That doesn't really... has never stopped us before. And will not stop us anytime soon, Kyle.
I kind of want to talk about how... game betas.
That was Kyle.
I'm Kyle. Sorry. Work.
Game betas? As opposed to fish betas?
The beta has been in existence since the beginning of time. In order to test software, the ancient Greeks used to establish a beta colony of people who were just not alphas. And they said if the betas could get through them, then anybody can do it, you know? Anybody. Because those idiot betas did it.
Sounds very Greek, actually.
You know, they've been around forever. Charles Anthony V, he actually used betas in order to test the guillotines in the French Revolution. He used the beta subjects, which are like the subserfs, basically, to beta test guillotines.
Mm.
And it was harder to get through their necks because they're more Neanderthalic than other, like, French
dudes. It's pronounced Neanderthal.
Oh, I'm not talking... You're just being weird now. I don't understand. But the French dukes have skinny necks, so, I mean...
That's true.
But they weren't sure who was going to have a thick neck and who wasn't. You're driving... You're making a dangerous mistake, man.
Just gonna...
But, so betas are originally from that kind of thing where, you know, they would let people who were too dumb to actually use the thing that they were trying to beta test use it. And then if they couldn't get through it, they probably needed to fix it, you know?
Yeah, that's actually where the term idiot proofing comes from. It's much like when you prove a doe or a proof mark. It's the same concept.
A female doe?
Yeah.
Beta?
It's where you proof it. By using idiots to test it.
Oh, okay. Idiot proof. Got it.
Yeah,
that makes sense. It's out of order, but whatever.
Proofing. It's an idiot who proves it, so it's idiot proofing.
So, beta tests in video games are kind of an interesting paradigm for me because, like, most video games are... Let me rephrase this. The games that I've been beta tested part of the beta test for have been games where story is important. So like it's kind of interesting to like beta test a game whose story is important and then have to go back and do it again or like, you know, starting before everybody, right? And so that in its own right is kind of weird because you gotta be careful how you beta test, right? Because if you beta test a game and you ruin everything for the people who are beta testing, like, you lose players, right?
Well, yeah, but I think the theory is that you don't beta test with 100% of your player base.
No, but then there's all these concepts, like, closed and open betas now, where, like, open betas are for, like, a lot of people.
But there's still a small percentage of your user base.
I guess. I mean, but then they do beta tests with people that pre-order. And now, they do beta, you can get in the beta.
Still, pre-orders don't necessarily make up a large amount.
But now you're just saying that three or four times, so you've said like three times now that doesn't make up a large percentage. And now it does,
because
you've multiplied it by three.
The vast majority of people do not pre-order games, are not beta testers.
I think GameStop would disagree with you there, homie.
Okay, the vast majority of GameStop purchases is not the same as the vast majority of gamers, because GameStop is not relevant in the industry anymore.
Oh, it is. Because they limit supply, okay?
They're present.
They keep it. They keep it down. They keep the man down.
Of what?
Of video games.
Which video games?
The video games. Okay. All of them.
I don't buy video games on those. I use Steam.
You don't get cool collector's editions.
Okay, so I'd venture to say
that you're not a common gamer, actually.
I am not, but I can tell you that Steam is doing a very good job of killing GameStop.
Actually, I'd say Steam is doing a really good job of killing five-star kind of, like
well,
industry.
Too,
the five-star industry. But
more and more people are not buying physical games.
Again, I would say more and more people are, like, you're fucking it up.
I would suggest
you're
that you are also by no means a normal
I am.
Gamer.
I buy games from GameStop.
Yeah,
that
and
makes
I'm
me
telling
a normal
you, that
gamer.
Makes you very abnormal.
No,
you're
that's
abnormal.
It's normal. It's 100% more normal than whatever you do.
No, that's not
you better
how this
speed
works.
Up for you can get this fucking light
I'm
and not get hit by this person.
I don't care if I die.
I care if you die. We've already established this.
I don't.
But it's interesting to me because like they
well, we're both the, just swinging in the breeze here. Neither one of us has any data to support this.
No, yes, yeah, fucking whole the whole point of this podcast is not
the whole. My whole point is GameStop is terrible, demonstrably.
But I guess I'm wondering like how you feel. Like you don't particularly you don't participate in a lot of beta play, right? Like,
no, I played an open. I closed alpha for a game I kickstarted.
Which one? Ago.
It's not out.
What is it called?
I don't remember what they renamed
Greymoor?
The title. No. They renamed the title a couple times.
Is it Crowfall?
No.
Pathfinder
nope.
MMO?
Nope. I kickstarted that one and I've never touched it.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
I haven't touched Crowfall either.
None of them. Yeah, Crowfall was one I think. I did Crowfall and I didn't touch it. Never played it. But the whole point is, if you're building a game exclusively for your Kickstarters, then you're probably, like, you're done, right? I mean, you've already sold it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's weird. And even then, you might open the beta to everybody, but you wouldn't expect 100% of your people to play.
Sure. But, like, I guess what I'm saying is...
Some people want games that work.
You should design your beta around what you want to test, not just open the game up to people, right?
Well, that might depends on what you're testing, right? I mean,
well,
if you're,
I mean,
testing,
you're not testing
the game,
story, right?
By the time you get to the beta stage, your game should be done.
Yeah, that's fair. Actually, that's a good point.
You're right.
If
it's
you're
not
testing
alpha.
Game mechanics, then that's an alpha test.
You're an alpha test.
I am an alpha test.
So that's interesting, because MMOs, a lot of those have to be significantly finished before you can actually get into them and play. Like, they have to have a lot of infrastructure put into
well,
them.
Well, it depends on what
used.
You mean by play, right? Like, do you want to test the game mechanics, the
balance? I
want
to put my dick in it.
That's, you can do that anytime you want, because it all goes into a computer, and you just use your computer.
Ports?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they're for.
Okay. Are you good with this semantical bullshit you're pulling right now?
It's not semantical bullshit.
Are you feeling good?
I just
are you feeling good about
it's
it?
Like, man, it's really weird how when they release a game to a tiny percentage of the market, the people have a bad experience sometimes.
I didn't really mean to imply that. All I meant was it kind of, if like your game is based around story, like you kind of want to keep that in mind when you're opening it up to the beta. Because like,
no, I would flip that the other night. If you want to play a game that you know is story driven and you're going to play a beta, you got to know what you're getting in for. You're going to ruin the game.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think the onus lies in both sides. Like, to be careful about what you show beta testers, and as a beta tester, to understand what you're giving up by doing the beta.
I think the problem is beta testing in general has become too prevalent.
Yes.
And I think that...
That's what I was getting at. You wouldn't even let me get there.
Nope, you were too busy.
You fucking stole
on this
the
stupid
fucking...
obsession about how you got butthurt because some story got broken.
No,
for you
I didn't care about that. It was just something I was observing.
But the whole thing I think people struggle with is testing games sucks.
Yeah.
And volunteering to test a game doesn't make it suck less. You just want to be the first person to play this game for some reason. Or maybe you think you get to test it and that you get to try it out for your personal
experience.
Well,
that's kind of what I was getting towards. Is a lot of people confuse beta with early access.
Yes.
Which are very not...
Those are very different things.
And... there's even some games that kind of, like, end up, in the long run, punishing you for early access. A lot of the phone games that I play, like, when you get into the early access modes, like, if they release in Canada but not the U.S., and you get into, like, the APK in Canada, and you start playing, right?
Yeah.
You're part of that, like, early access pre-release shard, or, like, group of players,
it's pronounced
right?
Shard.
No, it's actually pronounced shard.
I think you mean shard.
And what the problem there is that they don't rebalance stuff after the game gets released out of early access, right? So if you're not willing to put the time in to play that game as the same way you always are, you run into these problems where you get outclassed and everything, because everybody else has been able to spend money since the beginning, and if you don't keep up with them, you don't keep up with them, right? So it makes the competitive parts of those games really hard.
Huh.
And so, like, I've experienced that in this Marvel Strike Force game. I got into it in the pre-release and in the early access that they let, like, basically everybody but the U.S. get into. And they were doing offers that they never did any time else. They were doing all this kind of testy stuff.
What?
I don't know. Follow your heart.
The person just left turned directly in front of the person driving straight. Maybe they were driving straight from the wrong lane.
Are you confused? Do you
no,
want to go chase them down?
They were driving straight from the left turn lane. Okay. Everybody sucks.
And so I get stuck in this cycle of, like, I didn't spend as much money as everyone else, so I'll never get to progress like they did. It is
so
interesting.
But that does that have to do with the early access?
Because in the early access, like, I didn't keep up with the early access players because I wasn't playing at the same rate they were. And so I can never catch up to them. And since I can never get into a phase where, like, I would be competing with people who are more my speed of progression through the game, because they won't rebalance any of the shards in the game, I'm never going to be able to compete unless I spend money.
Oh, a shard is like a group?
It's a group of people. It's like a group of like two or 3,000 people.
You're locked in with these people regardless of any...
Yeah, as far as, it's a little weird because they talk about shards in terms of like the competitive aspects of the game, but you're allowed to like go... join guilds with anybody.
I'm going to stick with the word shard because that sounds shardy to me.
So it's only like in certain PV player versus player aspects. There's not truly PvP, but player versus player aspects that they actually have these kind of shards. So you get paired up with people in your shard who are, it's basically as simple as people who started the game when you started the game. Okay. Like that way everything is balanced, right? Because that's the only metric for balance. I'm not bitter.
This game's dumb.
It's fun.
Yeah, but it's built dumb.
Yeah, no. That's the one I was talking about earlier. Where, like, they basically are creating racketeering scenarios where they've created a problem and then they're willing to fix it, but only partially, and you have to pay for the rest of the fix.
That's dumb.
Yeah. How do you feel about, speaking of dumb, a lot of the game companies that are making, like, actually pretty legit games going under? Like the Walking Dead, Telltale? Like.
Oh, yeah, Telltale one.
Yeah, they're like just kind of going butt up.
I've never bought a Telltale game, so I can't.
Yeah, have you ever?
Oh no, I lie. I played poker at the.
Oh, the penny arcade one.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't just
poker at the warehouse.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Warehouse Adventures.
Something like that.
Warehouse.
www.pokerthewarehouse.com.
Sausage Fest.
100 times over. It wasn't really. I mean, there was a penny arcade character in one of them.
Yeah, it was mostly penny arcade characters.
But I mean. Literally none of the other strong back was in it.
Gabe and the other dude, and it had the like crazy Xbox thing you could play as, right?
Xbox thing.
I don't remember. I don't know really read Penny Arcade anymore.
How high are you?
There's a fucking like living Xbox that they make fun of in the thing. Like
it's not. That's right. It's not Xbox. It's another console. But no, he's not in there.
Okay.
Unless you're talking about a totally different game.
I don't know.
It's
maybe.
Possible.
They've made a few.
Yeah, but I only played that poker one.
And that's the Telltale game.
It is.
Telltale?
And it's you can tell it's Telltale because there's no on-screen movement.
Can you tell the Telltale is Telltale?
Yeah, I never quite got into those games. I don't understand it.
Is it a Telltale sign that it's a Telltale game?
Oh, they're just, like, looking at whiskey.
Yeah, this is kind of weird.
It's, like,
literally driving you home.
It's just guiding me. It's the light. I'm not taking you home. I'm following this.
Well, can you just, like, slow down a little bit so I can jump out?
No, it's okay.
No.
No!
I'm
not taking my sneakers off. I am sneakers out, too.
But yeah, so like I don't know. There's just this whole thing about like.
So aside from Telltale, what else is going down?
I had it in my head.
These guys are like blowing
the game.
Up
the company that made Evolve went under, or is
Turtle
going
Rock?
Under. Yeah, Turtle Rock.
They went under. I mean, they've been dying for a while.
Yeah, but like I didn't know that till just now, so it's relevant.
That's.
I think there's a decent amount of other companies like I don't know if
is that
the,
tequila, bourbon, vodka, gin. And rum.
And
all
peach.
From the same. What am I looking at here? Is that snow?
Craft Colorado Distillery.
But, like, wait, you can't. How?
You
what?
Can't what?
I guess they imported the tequila, but.
Why can't they try to make tequila?
Where's the agave field exactly?
They don't. I mean, they can import agave.
But why, though?
I mean, maybe they just want to do it, man.
What a waste of
You're
energy.
Asking a lot of questions
I
that
don't
have
like
nothing.
That. Come on.
I don't even remember what I was talking about. You're just so obsessed with this whiskey truck.
And you're obsessed
not really
with some,
whiskey
like,
truck.
Video games.
I'm just trying to make conversation. You're the one that's like, I don't know what we're going to talk about. Let's just sit here and not say anything.
No, I don't think that's what I said.
Okay, well, what do you like to talk about then?
How stupid you are.
Okay. Carry on.
That's all.
That's not a topic. That's just a statement.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, Turtle Rock. What else has Turtle Rock done?
I don't know. That's what I don't know.
I don't think they've done anything else.
Yeah, so, like, every game company is going under.
I mean, like, literally all of them.
Like,
I mean, they're all
Square
owned by
Enix.
EA, so it's just really... What you're really saying is EA's going down.
EA... Actually, that's funny, because EA makes some of the games I play on my phone, too.
They make everything. They own everybody. Oh, could you imagine their tech stacks? Holy fuck.
Their what? Tech stacks?
Tech stacks.
Yeah, talk about that.
Tech stacks?
Yeah, like, what do you mean?
Well, like, they bought a lot of server-side games with multiplayer, right? Like, mm-hmm. server-side multiplayer and games. I wonder how much variance there is in video game software, if it's as bad as the web software market.
Oh, you know, if it's, like mimics ours?
Yeah, like, so we have a bunch of companies we've acquired, and they all use different technologies.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And I'm wondering how bad it is in the computer game, in a video game market.
I don't know much about the technology used to build video games, but I assume that, like, you have, there's probably, isn't there some standardization?
Isn't there some standardization in the internet?
No.
Well, there you go.
Well, I mean.
What is happening in this car up here?
What car?
The one in front of us.
I don't know. What's wrong with it?
There's like, the person in the back left seat is, like, rummaging around for something, or possibly blowing a dude. I don't know.
There's someone in the back left seat?
Yeah.
I just see nothing. I think you're high. Are you okay to drive?
Look.
Huh? Oh. Is that a dog?
I think it's a dog.
You think that everybody likes listening to your... Whoa!
Clearly a person.
It's a female.
Yep.
Looks like she's got some stuff on her face. she's, like, swaying back and forth. Yeah, she definitely looks like she's giving a...
Doesn't that look like...
Total BJ there.
No, that looks like a guy, the driver's like...
What the fuck is happening?
Now, see? Now you understand why I was
don't get
totally
it.
Distracted.
Where's the whiskey truck?
Yeah. Come back to us, whiskey truck. We need some guidance in our lives.
Was there even whiskey on the truck?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, bourbon. There's bourbon.
Okay. That's whiskey. Let's talk about that.
Bourbon is
how
a type of whiskey.
How is somebody like as dumb as me supposed to remember all these types of alcohol?
Well, vodka is where it's distilled, made from technically anything.
Anything.
And it's distilled a number of times, but it's not aged. I mean, actually, so sake is not distilled. Sake,
is it fermented?
I think it's a wine.
Okay.
So I think
okay.
It is. Well, maybe it is distilled. I don't think so. They call it a rice wine. So technically, when you ferment something like a wine, you just kind of mash that thing up and you let alcohols form and then you strain it out.
Yeah.
Right. When you distill something. And when you brew something, there's another process, you know, where you use the wort and blah, blah, blah. But when you distill something, you actually, like, evaporate most of the stuff off of it and then use a collection system to drop the distilled alcohol into another vessel. So you remove a lot of impurities and a lot of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you often mix it with water again on the other side to thin it back out. And then depending on what you do with it after that really defines what it is. So a neutral grain spirit can get blended into any number of things. So when you have bourbon, bourbon is a type of whiskey. It is an American whiskey that I think is sour corn mash, typically. Now, Tennessee
what sour
whiskey,
corn mash is what they distill the alcohol from?
Yeah, that's what they get. So that's the sugary, starchy base that they use to ferment alcohol, and then they boil it to distill down, to distill out the alcohol. So, like... If you get a Tennessee whiskey, that's always sour corn mash, right? And then I think bourbon is usually sour corn mash, but I'm not really a bourbon expert. That's fine.
Are you a suburban expert?
No.
Get it?
Yep.
It's a suburb.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Scotch is
for you, Amy.
Malted barley, and then it's smoked, and then you you age it in barrels.
And that's kinds. What you turn into alcohol?
So when you make the alcohol, you barrel it. You put it in barrels, and then you age it in those barrels, and it absorbs flavors from the barrels.
Okay, but that's before you cut it with water or anything?
That is after you've cut it, whatever cutting you've done. And then that gets you the barrel age. Now, actually, sometimes you can cut it with water afterwards as well. I don't remember exactly how everyone does it. Some of the really high-proof ones are not cut. That's the cask strength or whatever. So I think the older it is, the stronger it gets, so you might cut it with water later on down the road.
Okay.
But then things like tequila are like Blanco is not aged, right? Añejo is aged a little bit. And then Reposado is aged a little, and Añejo is aged more.
Okay.
And so those are like, they're aged very similar to whiskeys, but not nearly as long.
So you basically just get the alcohol and you put it in something.
Yeah.
And then like, how you store it determines what it tastes like.
If you don't age it, then you get... your Blanco tequila, you get your vodka, you get your gin, you get your those kinds of white spirits that are more plain and less smoky, oaky, whatever. When you age it, that's when you get your bourbon, and they age it for, I think, 18 months or so. Your whiskeys are usually a minimum of several years, like 12 years.
But that's how they get their color.
That's how they get their color, because they absorb the tannins from
and
the wood.
A lot of their flavor.
And they get their flavor from the smoke, okay. Because a lot of times you'll char the barrels. So that they have a smoky quality inside, and that also helps them from getting too gross, because the char, I think, kills off a lot of bacteria.
Mm.
A layer of charcoal in there, basically. And then they'll, like, Scotch will oftentimes use reuse barrels. So they'll use wine barrels or other kinds of barrels to get different flavors. Mm. You see, like, sherry barrels or something.
Okay.
So they can take flavors from
other
spirits.
Barrel beer, too, right? And they can pull flavors.
You can barrel beer, and that usually is what gives you a sour.
Okay.
Because it'll take on shit from the barrel.
Okay.
Because it's not sterile enough, like an alcohol, to kill things off. So that often is how you get soured beers. You can also barrel a beer to you know, get other flavors in it, but you have to be very careful how you do that so you don't sour it unintentionally.
Well, there you go, Pete, folks. You get to listen to weird shit for the first half, and Kendrick talk about how alcohol is made. Welcome to Sit Sock, motherfuckers.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Buy a t-shirt. We love you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.